Impact 89 FM Cultural Vibes, Star Glass checking in. I'm here with my man, Jay Young, the General. Hey, man, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Awesome, awesome. How was South by Southwest?
South by Southwest was incredible, man. That's a whole different interview for itself. We went out there. We did the Michigan May showcase. That was great. That was perfect. That was a lot of love. I like the fact that Detroit squatted up so tough and went down there and came to everybody's shows. We were all over the place. Wherever people were performing, we were at to give love, and then they showed us love in return. Met some people who I never thought I'd see in person, like Just Blaze, Alchemist. Like, met these folks, like, for real. And it was good from the perspective of not only just being an artist, but being a fan as well, because you grow up listening to some of these people and then you get a chance to, like, meet them and possibly with a few cats talk about your music, or for them to even hear your music. Like, it was my first time at a major festival, so I liked it a lot.
So I understand we are right upon new project release date. Tuesday, is that right?
April 19th, Tuesday. Black History Year.
So, with the success of the first project and the response on Panthers, what can we expect this time around?
I think Volume 2 is reminiscent of any sequel. Like, you do good the first time and you set the theme, the tone, or whatever, but with the second one, you try and expand on it, you try and make it more elaborate, you try and make the production value go up and make it feel like a sequel. So, whereas the first EP was great, I felt it was perfect for the theme, and especially the length really made it more compact and hard-hitting. But this time we have more full-length songs, whereas with the first one we had a couple songs that were different in structure. These are more of the traditional songs, and there are a lot more guests, which, you know, hopefully I don't get outshined on my own project, but of course I don't see that happening. I think the way that I chose everybody was to make it so everybody cohesively fit into the project and was able to add something versus it being, you know, all the people I know just being on song, you know.
Right.
I think the big difference just lies in the fact that the content is a bit edgier, talking about things that you didn't learn, trying to go deeper in the Black culture, and just talking about some things that are different in the world versus the first one kind of being introductory. Because I wanted the first one to be a teaching lesson, but at the same time kind of get basics down. Well, with this one, we go into talking about the African flag, the things we didn't learn in school, the history of the Black Panthers, and these are all really controversial topics in the, you know, sector of history. So I think this time it's just like we open the doors to educate more and talk about some things that America doesn't really talk about when talking about Black history.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hearing some really good things about this record with Filthy, where you guys are sort of going back and forth a little bit. So how did that song come together for the project?
Well, I knew that I wanted to do a song with P, and what a lot of people don't know is that Black History Year, when it was originally conceived, was going to be a project that we were going to do together, and we were going to do a song every month in Black History Month of a different African-American history concept. We ended up not doing that, but there were certain songs that we knew that we were interested in doing together. And so we did Malcolm versus Martin on the first one, but this time we wanted to do the contrast between the House Negro and the Field Negro. And of course, the history there being that you had two different types of slaves, one that lived predominantly in the quarters with the slave owner, and one who worked in the field and lived in huts and, you know, did a majority of the grunt work on the plantation. And what we wanted to do was create a song that was painful, but brought a different context to that idea. Because a lot of people tend to view it as the House Negro being the more privileged, the one that lives the better life. And the way that I wanted to portray it is that it's not that cut and dry. At the end of the day, slave one and slave two are both slaves, so that there is no winner in a situation like that. They're both on the losing team, and you can look at it as, you know, for some people there, that may be two different stages of hell, but it's still hell. And I think that, yeah, I think the way that we like structured the concept made it strong and brought that point across and conveyed that in a really strong way.
All right, well, let's get into some music now from the project. We got a few songs. I'll let you introduce which songs we're going to be playing tonight.
I got the lead single, which is Panthers, featuring the homie One Below from Binary Star. Made a great, talented female artist from Michigan, and as well as my Black Pack stablemate, Jay. And each one of us takes on a different character. And in the song, I'm Huey Newton, One Below is Bobby Seale, Mayday Angela Davis, and Jay is Eldridge Cleaver. I also got Red, Black, and Green on deck, which is a collaboration with Buff One of A-Side Worldwide and T Call Me, formerly known as Elite, who were two people that I've like seen at Restoration and Lansing perform so many times, and I was just glad that they wanted to like collab on the track with me, and we made that happen. Just explaining the colors of the African flag. And lastly, I brought Letter to My Mother, which is a song about Africa, and that's featuring the one and only Yellow Kate. What's good, Yellow Kate? First lady of the Black Pack, doing her thing, graduating. We're all about academia here at Black Pack.
Shout out to graduation, man. Oh, wow.
Shout out to getting the heck out of MSU. I did it, and it feels great. Almost up there.
All right, man, we're going to get into the music. And, you know, we have a little bit more with Jay Young a little bit later. Stick around, Impact 89 FM, Cultural Vibe.
Wait.